Blog Talk Radio.
www.mylifecompass.com/Lilisa Williams. Now I want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes. We got activities lined up for you. Get ready to go to another level in your life. And don't forget, invite a friend tomorrow. The show is going to be awesome. And now, Coach Lilisa J. Williams.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome to the show today. This is definitely, most definitely Fantastic Fridays, and I hope that you are doing fantastic. And if not, well, just keep living. That's why we wanted you to wake up with the Coach Lilisa Show in the morning, because we want to motivate you. We want to move you, and we want to help you make your day a sensation. Okay, there is a lot going on. There's a lot going on, and you got to keep up. But one of the ways to keep up is by getting connected to people who are on the move. You get connected to people who are on the move, it's like jumping on a locomotive train. They're going fast, 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 and you get to go fast with them. Now, there's some wonderful activities happening all over the place over the weekend. This is November, and you know, we are just literally days away from Thanksgiving, and you know what that means. As soon as that comes, hits the ground, boom. Before you know it, you're celebrating Christmas, and then it's on to the new year. And we have a very exciting activity happening in the new year. We are doing a women's retreat. So I'm putting the buzz out there now. We're doing a women's retreat in the month of January. So it's a new year, a new you, and you've got to get your new attitude going. Attitude of success, an attitude of empowerment, an attitude of fulfillment, an attitude of I can reach my potential. And you've got to have that attitude where you're cool, calm, and collected about it. So we're going to work on, at that retreat, we're going to work on character. We're going to work on all kinds of things. Now, back to part three. You know, today I told you, when we start dealing with topics like dealing with the bully in the workplace, this time we talked about dealing with that difficult person, how to handle difficult people. And we talked about six different types of difficult people. We talked about the steamroller, the sniper. We talked about the person that can't say no, the person that know it all. We talked about the person that is the staller. And we also talked about the person who just is the complainer. So those were just six types of people. We talked about the difficult people. Now, we talked about ways that you could take action. So if you missed any of that, please, please, please go back and listen to the archives of yesterday's show and also Wednesday's show. Now, you know, every Tuesday right here on Blog Talk Radio, we have as our co-host Mr. Terry Benjamin. And Mr. Terry Benjamin, he has his main theme is healthy aging and lifelong learning. But he deals with topics surrounding that. So every week his topic is different. Last week his topic was the ABCs of success. And so he'll be bringing a different topic each week, but the theme is the same. And he talks about it from a perspective of, you know, lifelong learning, healthy aging. He is the author of the book Sexy at 60, and now he has a movie of that same theme coming out very, very soon. So make sure you listen in on Tuesdays. But for the rest of the week, we have other guests scheduled and prepared to come to the show, and you are welcome to contact me if you would like to be a guest on our show and talk about your product, your service, your business, your motivational speech, anything to uplift people, to empower them, to enlighten them with a positive. I mean, we try not to be negative on the show. Sometimes we have to touch on a negative subject, but we are all about being positive. So with that being said, you know, we just are excited about where we're going and what we're doing. And I'm also very, very excited about a new women's training program that we're launching for people on TANF and GA, unemployed, underemployed, and the unskilled. Now, wow, I know that was a lot, right? My mother was always amazed. She was like, Lalisa, you can say more words in 1 minute than the average person can say in an hour. And she was always amazed at that. Rest her soul. Now, in talking about difficult people, we found another type of person in the workplace that is difficult, and that is the passive aggressive person. And these individuals, when they're on your team, they can definitely do a lot of damage to your team, to your department, and ultimately to your organization. And just like with the difficult people, passive aggressive people can be found where? That's right, you got it. Anywhere. In the home, in the church, in the school system, in the community, in politics, or wherever. I dare say our dear President Barack Obama is dealing with not only difficult people, but also people who are very passive aggressive. So let's look at who they are, what they're about. And we said before that, you know, remember the old saying, one bad apple doesn't spoil the whole bunch of girls. And I don't know who made that song. I don't know if it was the Osmonds or someone back in the day. But certainly, this bad apple can and will spoil the whole bunch because that's their goal. Their goal is to spoil things. And so that's what they enjoy. That's what they like doing. So we're going to talk about how And if you know, and like we said before, you know, you have to learn how to deal with the passive aggressive person. These individuals, they're at work, they're where you are. You have to be there for whatever reason. Let's just say it's your job. You have to go to work. You have to earn a living for yourself. You go to work so you can fulfill your potential in life, do what you love doing, you know, fulfill your purpose in life. So you have to be at work, and the people are everywhere. You know, it's so funny because they are the same people that are everywhere else. For instance, if you had children who were like that, right, always being sarcastic, you know, so they grow up, and typically the behaviors do not change very much. So what is it that you need to be aware of when dealing with this passive, aggressive person, you see? Because remember, if they're on your team is only as strong as the weakest member. So if you have a member on your team who is doing this, your team may not be as strong as you think it is. And as a leader, as a manager, as a business owner, as a pastor, as a community leader, it is your responsibility to be able to not only know about the various personalities and characteristics of people, but also you need to be able to handle it and handle it properly. You can't just throw people away, and you can't just kick people to the curb. You need to be able to handle it, deal with it effectively. And unfortunately, the interpersonal side of people, the interpersonal skill, is sorely lacking in organizations of all type. That's community, religious organizations, you name it, nonprofits, for-profits. That skill is lacking a lot, the interpersonal skill, being able to deal effectively with people. You know, there have been several books written on how to do this. A couple that I can think of right off the top of my head would be Dr. Stephen Covey's 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. See, to be an effective leader, you want to be an effective person. He wrote that book to help, but some people don't even know of that book. Many have read the book. But again, if you read the book and we don't apply the book, there was no sense of reading the book. But that's a book, and he talks in there about how to sharpen the saw, as my good friend Terry was on mentioning on Tuesday. And he also talked about, in the book, he talked about creating that win-win situation that would certainly help someone who needs to deal with that. Also, Dr. Covey then followed up and then wrote a book entitled The Principle-Centered Leadership. So leaders who are centered on the principles of success and dealing with people effectively. Because let's face it, one of your highest skills that you need to be a leader is to be able to deal with people effectively. It's not the task or the technical skill that you need to the greatest level as a leader, but the greatest skill you need as a leader is to be able to deal with people effectively. So you need the interpersonal skill just as much as you need the conceptual skill. Yes, as a leader, you need to be able to see the big picture. You have to be able to see the vision, and to have the vision, create the vision, and then to communicate that vision to your team members. But after you've communicated that vision, now you must be able to really effectively lead the people, so you need to deal with them effectively. And you're going to have on your team possibly at least one, if not more, passive-aggressive people. And if you do, it can sabotage all that you are doing. In today's environment, the global perspective, the global environment, you can't afford to, you know, ignore this. Like back in the day, 20 years ago, 30 years ago, 50 years ago, you could simply somewhat ignore this. But today, we are, especially in the U.S., we are such a service-oriented country. You know, we're like probably 80% service-oriented today. And you have to face this fact, not like it was 30, 40 years ago, where most of our jobs were manufacturing-type jobs, blue-collar-type jobs. You didn't have to really deal with people. You just stick someone at a conveyor belt, stick them at a machine, and you didn't really have to deal with them. But today, because it's so customer service and because we're so service-oriented, with the manager and the supervisors, managers, and the people, there's a lot more interaction. And the workers are interacting more. And so I suspect that my schedule will be very busy next year going about into companies and organizations and associations and doing this training and letting people, giving people the help that they need. Now, when you're dealing with a passive-aggressive person, if you want it to end in the workplace, you have to follow some steps that are tried and true. You can't just use, you know, possibly conventional wisdom and think that it's going to go away. You need some new techniques, some new strategies on ways to solve these very challenging workplace behaviors before it gets work, before it gets any worse. And very often, people who are passive aggressive, you know, they will, you know, if you have a talk with them, you know, they will tell you that they're going to change. But yet, you don't see any results of this, okay? So, you know, really, you really have to know what you're doing when it comes to dealing with these individuals. You know, and like I said, you know, most of us, it can be very frustrating to have to deal with the passive aggressive. So what are these people like? Well, these are the people that typically tend to be very sarcastic, and their characteristics are very subtle. You know, they really try to avoid doing, you know, certain tasks, right? Dealing with these people can be very irritating, and it can even cause you to be angry. Now, you don't want that because, again, you don't want to, you're not there to make yourself sick. You're not there to get your, you know, your blood boiling. You're not on the job to cause yourself more stress. You know, life is stressful enough. Many passive, what I found in my research as a trainer, as a coach, as a speaker, is that dealing with a passive-aggressive person, these people are very, they have very negative attitudes about many different situations in life. And oftentimes, toward, get this, check this out, toward other people. When you have a passive-aggressive person in your workplace, these are typically the people who, they're in the cafeteria or the lunch break room, and they appear to be a leader or not, but they're the ones who typically get the conversation going, talking about others, putting others down. They really spend a lot of time putting others down because obviously that makes sense, right? Because if they were working on themselves, they wouldn't have time to put others down. You know, that just goes without saying. It's like the whole plank in the eye situation. If I'm busy getting the plank out of my eye, well, I can't even notice the one in yours, the little mote. There's a little mote in your eye, but I have a big plank in my eye. So when you're busy working on you, that's why on the Coach Lalisa show and anything that I do, I try to talk about this, be about the whole self-development thing. That's why that's my target niche topic is self-development. And, you know, of course, that can include many areas. But for the most part, it's that personal development, that self-development of our personality and our characteristics. And one characteristic would be that passive-aggressive behavior. Like I said, with dealing with difficult people, we want to first look in the mirror and make sure it's not me. And I know it sounds good that we can talk about someone else and how difficult they are or how passively aggressive they are. But let's make sure that we first, F-I-R-S-T, first holding the mirror up to our own life. That's number one, you see, because it's going to be harder to deal with others if we don't first deal with self. And that's one of the concepts that, you know, I'll be teaching and breaking down and emphasizing in my workshops is you got to deal with you. You know, the book Release Your Power, 8 strategies for becoming who you really are. So we have to look inside and see who we are first. So this passive-aggressive person typically has a very negative attitude, typically toward every situation in life and towards other people. They're very subtle. These are the persons who can be very sarcastic, you see, and that's what we call passive-aggressive. They don't appear angry. They don't appear the steamroller, the bully. They don't appear that way. That's the passive part, okay? It's passive. It's, you know, it's not that bad. But the aggressive part is the sarcasm. It's how they have the negative attitude toward situations and toward people. Now, if you have a coworker or even a family member that has these tendencies, you need to get help for you, and you need to get help for that person too. But you first need to get help for yourself so that you can stay sane. Again, if it's in your family, you have to live with these people. I'm sorry if you happen to have married one. I'm sorry. But now that you did, I'm not telling you to go out there, and this is no reason to divorce your spouse or to get rid of them. You have to get help for yourself and then for them. Remember, this may be something that they've been doing since they were a child. And if you have anything to say on the topic, please, in the second half of the show, we're going to be taking your phone calls, taking your comments, taking your, you know, your questions about this. And again, you may have information about this that we are not sharing here today. And we would love to hear from you. So if you have a coworker or a family member who is like this, what do you do? Do you stand around? Do you pull your hair out? Do you know, you ever get those workplaces where, you know, you just hate going to work, or you just hate going to that meeting, or you just hate doing certain things? It could be because there's a passive-aggressive person or some other difficult person there that you have to deal with. Those people who are always sarcastic, you know the type. They're sarcastic even when there's no need to be. It's one thing to be a jokester and to be funny, but sarcasm, that's a different story, okay? That's a different story. And also, it's one thing, okay, if you have a sarcastic moment here and there, but constantly about everything and about other people, there's no need for that. You need to, if it's you, you need to stop. If it's me, I need to stop. Stop it. Don't go another further being that way. You know, and the way you can find out if it's you, it's very easy. It's very simple. I have a very simple test to see if it's you. All you need to do is, well, first of all, if we can recognize it in others very quickly, we may have a hint of it. Remember, the mote in their eye and the beam in your own eye. So if we can recognize a little bit of it in someone, we may like say, well, let me check and make sure I'm not doing this. And the second thing is, if you have a close friend, a dear friend, a close friend, an important friend that is around you at all, you can say to that person, you know what? It's a whole accountability piece. You know, you say, you know what? I'm working on myself. Yeah, right, finally. Give them a high five, right? You know, say, and they're going to be like, yeah, woo, you know. Say, finally I'm working on myself. And I notice, and I believe that, I don't know, but I think I have this tendency to be passive aggressive. And I want to make sure, you know. And so, because it's, don't remember today, it's all about relationships in the marketing, in the business, in the workplace, in the church. Anywhere you want to move forward today, you've got to do relationship. And it's not just about the romantic relationships. Those are important, yes, but just the everyday people relationships, right? So you say, well, I, you know, let me know if you notice this tendency in me and explain to them, you know, what it is. If they have to come back and listen to the archive, that's fine. But explain to them what it is and say, this is what I need to work on. Let me know if you see me doing this or if you know of it. And typically that's how you can find out about yourself. And I know that's the hard way to do it, but it's an efficient way. And it's now that you're not going to just take everything that they say and, you know, take it to heart. Because, again, remember, they could have the whole mote and the beam eye situation going. So they may see things that aren't there. But if you have two or three friends, then you can also ask all of them and then come up with a common denominator and say, okay, well, everybody sees that. Because remember the whole Johari window, right? You got to do the whole Johari window activity on yourself and see that there are things about you that you can't see, but others can see. Just accept that that's true. Just accept that. Sure, there are things about you that you know and others know. There are things about you that you don't know and others don't know either. But there's also things about you that you don't know and others do know. So we can always do the whole, as a matter of fact, when we do the life makeover party next week, I'll tell you more about that shortly. Maybe I will do the Johari window exercise there because I don't think a lot of people know exactly what the Johari window is. So, recognizing the passive-aggressive trait, how do you do that? Well, the first and most important way to deal with this person is to see it, if you can recognize it. And if you work with a person that is passively aggressive, then you will likely notice that they tend to avoid responsibility for several different tasks. The passive-aggressive person, typically, you will notice they avoid responsibility for several different kinds of tasks. Now, I told you that can be almost anyone, right? Does that sound like yourself yet? Sometimes, you know, we avoid certain tasks. They might also try to avoid working on tasks by using procrastination or forgetting about it altogether. Now, that's one type. Other passive-aggressive people, they might simply be complainers, complain about the task, or create a sense of chaos so that somebody else will offer to do the task. And sometimes now, if you begin to recognize these signs in your children, now you can put a stop to it if your children are still of the early training stages. Passive-aggressive people also have a unique way of interacting with others. They may seem excessively paranoid or overly sensitive about what people are saying. You ever see people like that? My goodness, you're almost afraid to say anything around them because you know they're so sensitive or they're overly paranoid. They think everything that you're saying is about them or what you're saying is a put-down. And, you know, as a life coach and motivational speaker, you know, I have to do these things. I have to know about this. I have to watch it. Because, you know, as a coach, that's my job, is to be with people, to talk to people, and even to help people. As a teacher, you know, as a teacher, you have to know these things. As a leader, you must. There's no way to say, well, I don't need to show. As a matter of fact, the switchboards of today's show should be full. The chat room should be full of people. Why? This is, as a leader, speaker, a coach, a trainer, a workshop, whatever you call yourself. This is like the most important show that you need, one of. Maybe not the most important, but certainly in this day and hour, this is one of the most important shows you need. How to deal with passive-aggressive people. How to deal with difficult people. Because we're in a period of serious relationship. And as it relates to all kinds of business, all kinds of group activities, everything we do today is about dealing with people. Everything. There's nothing you can do in today's market where you're not dealing with people. Social media. That's a big one. I mean, imagine being a passive aggressive person and being in social media. You won't be able to say very much. It's one thing in the physical when you're doing the passive aggressive. You can say something, a person can hear the words, and it goes away very quickly, right? But when you do that in social media, now once you've typed it in, it's there. And so the sarcasm, the being negative, is going to stand out and stand forever. Because once you type it in, it's there. It's there forever. It's in cyberspace. It's never going away. Okay? So you have to be even more in tune to what's happening in these days. All right? So great. I'm glad I got that out. That's important. Now, we're going to talk more about this passive-aggressive person and how you can deal with them. You know, for some people who'd have to deal with these passive-aggressive people, you may notice that they feel that everybody has it in for them and that nobody wants them to be happy. That's another form of passive-aggressive. And this is a way that passive-aggressive people pass off their unhappiness to outside factors rather than accepting their own responsibility to make themselves happy. Okay? They pass it outwardly. If they can find a way to blame others, that way they can shirk the responsibility themselves for creating their own emotions through their actions. And that's why we're coming so strong with the whole, you know, coaching people in the areas of personal development. And we understand that some people may have fell in that trap or may have gotten on that track or that side of the road. But we want to help them back. We want to help them back on the right side of dealing with healthy emotions. It's time to get healthy. You know, we go to the doctor if our head hurts too long, or we go to the doctor if we feel sick, or we feel a certain way that we know it's not on point. We go to the doctor. And it's wonderful that companies do offer you medical coverage for those of you who have it. But they ought to offer, just like they offer medical coverage for that, they ought to offer medical help for you to, dollars for you to get emotionally stable. And by the way, that's the other book I was thinking of too, Emotional Intelligence. That's another book that it will help people understand how to handle themselves. Person, there's so many others, but those are two. Dr. Stephen Covey and the book Emotional Intelligence. Now, back to the passive-aggressive person. What else can we say about these individuals? People who tend to be passive-aggressive are not typically open to receive suggestions for how to do things. Okay, remember, these individuals are typically very sarcastic. They blame others. They shirk their responsibility. They're always maybe, you know, talking about other people. They're very defensive. They, you know, try to see faults in others. When a passive-aggressive person is given a suggestion or an alternative way to do something, they will generally avoid doing the task in that way just out of spite for the person who gave the suggestion. You see people like that. They're just out of spite. And so, again, when I looked at this, I was like, oh, wait a minute. I got to make sure I'm not this person. You know, it's like, you know, the prophet David, you are the man, you know. You got to make sure, whoa, I don't want to be the woman that is all of these things. And so, you know, we have to get real. We have to understand who we are, get clear about who we are, get clear, I mean crystal clear about, before we can even start talking about where we want to go, let's get clear about who we're taking with us. Because everywhere you go, there you are. That's another book. That's another book title. Everywhere you go, there you are. So before we start making all these plans of where we want to go and what we want to do and who we want to see and know, let's get clear on who we are. Who am I? So we're going to look at our gifts and our skills and our talents and our abilities, but let's look inside. Let's see if some of these things aren't in us. Even if we're not full 100%, you know, full-fledged, you know, passive-aggressive, let's make sure we're not 20% passive-aggressive or we're not 40% a difficult person to deal with. Because if you own a business, if you're running for office, or if you're doing leading the community, leading a church, you have to deal with people effectively. And you don't want to, you want to be able to successfully deal with people. Successfully. That's what we mean by effectively. Effectively, successfully deal with people and people to deal with us. Now we're going to take a short commercial break and then we're going to come right back. So don't touch that dial. All right, keep it locked right here on the Coach Lalisa Show. Tell you about an exciting event.
Does your life need a makeover? Well, don't miss the very first makeover party happening Tuesday, November the 15th at the Marriott Courtyard located on Route 1 and 9 South in Newark, New Jersey. That's 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. The admission is absolutely free. Talk about party. Come on, ladies. I know you like to party. I know you like to have fun. Well, how about this? You can have fun while getting your personal development style on all at the same time. So don't forget to come out on Tuesday, November the 15th, 7 p.m., to the Marriott Courtyard on Route 1 and 9 South. The Marriott Courtyard is the official sponsor for this event. So please come out. We will be there. We will show you how to make your life over at the first life makeover party. Your host, Coach Lalisa, will be there. Come out and network with other powerful and dynamic women who are truly, truly on the move. There will be refreshments. You will have lots of fun. And if you bring a friend with you, there will be a special gift waiting just for you. So come out November the 15th, that's Tuesday, at 7 p.m. at the Marriott Courtyard, located in Newark, New Jersey, on Route 1 and 9 South. For more information, log on to www.lalisajwilliams.com or call area code 908-432-1853. We'll see you at the Life Makeover Party.
Right, Oresa, you heard that. The Life Makeover Party. Don't miss it. Don't miss it. Also, back to our discussion, we were talking about dealing with difficult people, and one of the difficult persons that we discovered in the discovery of the other types is also this passive-aggressive person. So we're talking about this. Why? Because we are a personal development coach and trainer, professional and personal development. That's that's the forte here. That's my forte. That's what I love doing, and that's my topic. You know, everyone has their topic that they love talking about. Some people love talking about sales. Some people are all into marketing or customer service. Some people are into, you know, construction. My husband loves to watch the Food Network, you know. Everybody has their thing that they're into. Well, he also loves football, too. I don't think there's anything he loves more than football outside of God. But I love personal development. So I'm going after it. I'm helping people. I want to help more people. But also, like I said, you know, we want to also help ourselves. Now, these passive-aggressive people, they also seem to be, you know, people who are very, they pout a lot. Again, you know, when you get ready to go around these people, you're like, oh, God, I don't know what I can say. I don't know what might set them off. And, you know, they pout. They sulk a lot. And it can be very frustrating. You don't know. You may say something that might offend them. They're very easily offended people. Because they will take things that people say to them. Here's the thing. Listen to this. They will take what people have said to them, and they'll misconstrue it. And they'll take it as a personal attack when you weren't trying to attack them at all. You were just making a comment in general, but they will misconstrue, and they will take it as personal. Who am I talking about? You know, it's like, look, up in the sky, there's a bird, there's a plane. No, it's Superman. So who am I talking about? Look, oh, there he is, there she is. It's a passive-aggressive person. And they're in the workplace. They're on your team. They're in your school. They're one of your teachers. If you're a principal, they're one of your teachers. If you're the superintendent, they're one of your principals. If you're a pastor, they're the head of one of your ministries. If you're the head of a ministry, they're one of the members. Wherever, if you are on a board, one of your board members, you know, if you're a CEO, or there's one of your board members is possibly passive aggressive. And now you will know how to recognize them. That's the first step in dealing with them. You got to recognize who they are, and the pre-step is to make sure it's not you. So you got the pre-step, you got the step, and then you got the post-step. So the pre-step is to recognize if it's you. The step is to see if it's who it is. And then the third step will be, okay, how do we deal with this person? And we're going to get to that. The show is going to go a little longer today because, oh, by the way, happy Veterans Day to all the veterans, to all of you who, you know, our family, close family members with a veteran, or if you yourself was a veteran. I personally am a vet. I did not fight in any war, but I'm still a vet nonetheless, and we have the day off from work, so I extended the show a little longer today to give you all a time to call in to the show. You can ask your comments, your questions. You can tell us about an exciting event you may have coming up. We will be glad to talk with you right here live on the air, okay? Now, this passive-aggressive person, let's see, what else can we say about this individual? You know, again, you want to not totally avoid the person because, again, if you are a manager or a leader, it's your job to deal with them. But you have to be careful because, you know, they could possibly, you know, turn on you, you know, turn very defensive, and they may even tend to appear like the victim. Again, they're going to be looking for someone to pump them up and take their case and hear their case and feel sorry for them. Passive-aggressive people, they typically have a lot of parties, and they'll invite all their friends. They typically have a lot of pity parties. So, you know, these individuals, I'm telling you, no good, no good, no good. Well, if you happen to be married to one, boy, oh boy, you got a job on your hand. So, you know, you're going to definitely want some more training on how to deal with this person. They have a hard time being intimate. Again, they have a lot of negative traits with them, and they will have a lot of obstacles in really being self-sufficient. They typically will be like a self-fulfilling prophecy, almost. They think that, like I said, they're very negative, and they typically will fulfill that negative outlook, and they will try to drag you down with them. And so you have to really, really be very sensitive to this person or these people. So we need to talk about so now we understand a little bit more about this person, right? But we need to talk about how to deal with it, okay? So I think we got a pretty good handle on what the person is, who they are. We now need to look at how do you deal with all of that? I mean, again, you need to know how to deal with it. As a leader, you want to know, what do you do? Again, in the church, in the home, in the community, you might be involved in some association where you have to deal with groups of people. Everywhere you go today, you got to deal with groups of people, whether you work at Macy's or Walmart, whether you work for, you know, large insurance company, the airlines, it doesn't matter. Today, most jobs, because remember we said the economy in the United States is almost about 80% service-oriented. And what that means is that you have to really deal with people. The other side of the word, customer service, where you have to deal with people. So you have to, because these people may call up your business, you know, so many places. So let's get some strategies and some tips and some tools, as we promised you right here on the Coach Lalisa Show. Let's get some tips, strategies, and tools for how to keep your sanity on the job. Like I said, you love your job. You don't want to quit. You may have a decent salary. You may love what you're doing. You may not want to leave your church. You know, a lot of times the passive-aggressive people in the church will make you want to leave. Or if you're a manager or a leader or a pastor and the passive-aggressive person gets their feelings hurt, remember, they're very contentious, and they leave, don't feel bad. Be glad. Be happy. Remember, T.D. Jakes said, hey, listen, I got the gift of goodbye if they happen to leave. But if you can work with them, and if you know, that's where you have to, you know, hone up on your coaching skills. You want to be, as a manager, as a leader, one of your roles is to be a coach. And then if you need to hone up on your coaching skills, then now is a great time to do it. So dealing with this passive-aggressive people, what do you do? Well, while the traits described earlier of people's personality characteristics, there are a few more. People with a passive-aggressive personality might also show a few of these characteristics, all combined, okay, or combination. So if you have a relationship with one of these people, again, coworker, family member, significant other, you want to know what to do, because they can be very emotionally draining for you, all right? So the first thing when dealing with people like this is, here's the key. I hope you're writing this stuff down. Here's the key, because you may be on your way to work and you may have to deal with this today. So don't just take this as just another topic on the Coach of the Lisa Show. It's a serious business. This might be the matter of you keeping your job and losing your job, staying where you are or getting that promotion, or moving forward in your dreams and your goals. So don't take this too lightly. All right? And if you're a pastor of a church, it may be the difference between you hardly having any members or having a lot of members. Because if you got a passive-aggressive person in your midst, trust me, there's going to be issues. So here we go. The first thing that you want to do, or should I say not do, is you want to avoid getting into a power struggle with this person. Believe it or not, this person, they love it. This is what they live for. And you will not win, more than likely. Nobody wins. It's a lose-lose. If you get into a power struggle with a passive-aggressive person, you're going in with a lose-lose. There's no winning in that. Okay? There's no need to struggle for power with anyone. If you're not sure what a power struggle is, let me break it down to you the way it was broken down to me. A power struggle is when both people feel that they're right. And more than likely, neither one is, but you're not going to back down from what you feel is right, and they're not going to back down from what they feel is right. That's what we call a power struggle. And I know about that struggle all too well. Well, remember, God and Satan had that. God had the power. Satan wanted the power. And boy, oh boy, there was a fight. And you know the rest. Satan was cast down to earth, cast out of heaven. He wasn't cast into hell. He was cast down here to bother all of us. But we've learned to deal with him. And you're going to learn to deal with passive-aggressive people. So don't get into a power struggle. I know that struggle. Oh, my God. I struggled with, me and my husband did a power struggle for 10 years straight. We're going on 22 years of marriage. And our first 10 years was built on a power struggle. I didn't know any better. He knew better, but, you know, what can you do if someone is struggling for, fighting for power, you know, you fight back. He's from Newark. Hey, I won't hold that against him. But that's one thing they do in Newark. They fight. They know how to fight, y'all. Don't mess with them Newarkers, man. You got gonna have some trouble on your hand now. I remember when I first moved to New Jersey from Cincinnati, Ohio. And boy, oh boy, I was afraid of Newark. I told me, Newark people like to fight. And so I said, God, you really know how to do it. He allowed me to meet a man, fall in love with a man from Newark. I was like, okay. And, being from Ohio, can you imagine putting an Ohio woman with a Newark man? Hello? Can somebody say hello? You know, do a little research on Ohio. And then if you know anything about Newark, New Jersey, come on. What a combination. But so we did the whole power struggle. So I know what that's about. So you can't get into a power struggle with an aggressive person because you're making them happy, okay? You're making their day. That's what they want. That's what they live for. That's what they love. That's why they're so sarcastic all the time, putting people down. And sulking, complaining, all of their behaviors suggest that they love to get into a, sort of like an argument. That's what they enjoy, but they're subtle about it. You can't really tell. But some of you can tell because you've been dealing with these people a long time. But yeah, in the end, you probably won't win. You'll just end up more frustrated. And that other person, they will feel like they won the battle against you. Here's the thing. When you're frustrated because of the struggle, they feel like they won. You know, you may have really won the argument. But when you're frustrated at the end of it, you know, in a frenzy and you're frustrated, they feel like a winner. Because that was their goal, the passive-aggressive person. Their goal is to frustrate other people. It's what they love. It's what they enjoy. I worked with a woman. She was very, very much a passive-aggressive. Oh, my goodness. I shudder to even think about what it was like working. And I worked there for four long years. That's 4 years is long for me on a job, working for someone else. I worked for myself for the past 20 years, But working for someone else, whew, boy, 4 years is way too long for me. But I worked on that job 4 years with that person. Horrible, horrible, you know. And I didn't have this training then. But that job made me seek out this training. And this is going back to around 2000. It's about 12 years ago. And the first training that I stumbled upon was bullying in the workplace. I mean, they had things in the workplace, sexual harassment, conflict resolution, team building. We had that training. But it wasn't until I stumbled across an article on bullying in the workplace that I discovered why that person was the way they were and how to deal with that. And then more research turned up this topic, this passive-aggressive person. Now, in the end, again, they are going to feel like they won the battle. Even if you won the argument and you got frustrated, they feel that they won the battle. Okay? I'm talking about passive-aggressive people. So that's the first thing you're going to do, right? Is do not, whatever you do, do not get into a power struggle with them, a battle with them. Next, do not let this person get to you. Stop going to work or to the meetings and, oh, this person gets on my last nerve. Okay, stop it right there. Because the last thing that you want to really happen is for your words to come to life. Imagine you talking like that and God lets one of your words come to life. Now, you have no nerves left. Now, you're going to have a nervous breakdown. You're going to end up in the hospital or worst. So stop saying that. Don't let that person get next to you. You know that they're passive-aggressive. You know that they enjoy complaining, shirking their responsibility. You know they enjoy waiting to the last minute to do things just because of spite. I'm not talking about people that are legitimately unable to do a task because they really don't know how. I'm not talking about that. That's one thing. Or that they're so discombobulated that they can't get it done. I'm talking about people who do it on purpose just to get your blood boiling because this is how they enjoy their life, right? They usually know how to get under people's skin. They sit and they watch to see what can get you boiling, and all they have to do is see what got you boiling yesterday or the week before or the month before, and it's like they keep a little ticker, a little tickler file, okay? This is what keeps Lalisa going. This is what keeps Janet going. This is what keeps Teresa going. This is what keeps Bob going. It's like they have a little tickler file where they have your name, and any given day when they want to get satisfied, they pull it out. Like some of us go to work and we're satisfied by doing a great job or working on a particular project or accomplishing some goal, they go to work and they get a joy out of being passive-aggressive. All right? You don't want to lose your edge. You don't want to lose your positive side. You don't want to lose your wonderful sense of humor. All right? If you find yourself in an argument with these individuals or a power struggle, right? Try to turn the tables, okay, on them. Describe the behavior that they are exhibiting in a very calm and rational manner. A very calm and rational manner. Now, this, again, will throw them off because they want you to be frustrated, okay? So, therefore, you will know that you're on point and that you're being effective in dealing with them when you can not let your blood boil and you get upset and you begin to struggle with this person, but that you can be very calm and rational. This is how you will know that, okay, I'm on point. I'm getting somewhere with this person. You turn the tables right there on them, all right? And they will see that, you know what, they'll back down. They may go and find someone else, but they will say, wait a minute. They will realize that you're on to them, and they will turn away. They will back down from trying to frustrate you, having that struggle with you. Okay? Let's see. Now, remember, passive-aggressive people, they know what they're doing. It's not the innocent person that's doing these things just because they're innocent. We're not talking about that, okay? These individuals, they likely will deny that they're behaving in that way. So don't think they're going to say, oh, yeah, you know, you're right. I am being that way. No, it may not happen like that, all right? But if you check that, put them in that, give them the perception, okay, eventually it may cause them to back down. You know, usually when you put them on the defensive, it will usually make them back down, right? We're talking this morning about dealing with the passive-aggressive person. We've been talking for the past 3 days about dealing with difficult people. So if you happen to just tune in because maybe you were listening to another program or doing something else and you saw that we were still on the air and you just tuned in, wonderful. We welcome you at any time to the show. And we're talking about the passive-aggressive personality at work. And remember, we have all kinds of personality assessments out here, right? Okay. Now, before I go on and giving you more tips and tools and strategies on how to deal with this passive-aggressive person, and again, please call in 347-945-7991 if you have a comment or a question. But now I do have to turn to another commercial, and then we'll be right back.
Do you like to shop? Well, come out on Friday, November 25th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. for the Vendor Expo. You will get an opportunity to purchase right from local vendors in your area. Get those special items for that special someone or for your family members for this holiday season. This Vendors Expo is the first of its kind here in Newark, New Jersey. The event is hosted by Sister to Sister and Sisters in the Spirit. For more information, contact Angela Vett at 973-573-2494 or Lil Lisa at 908-432-1853. If you are a vendor, you still may have an opportunity to reserve your table. Vendor tables are only $50, and they are going fast. So make that call, 973-573-2494 or 908-432-1853. Remember, get your shop on Friday, November 25th at 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Where? At Sisters and Sisters, Sisters in the Spirit, joining together for their first Vendor Expo. This event will give small business owners the opportunity to showcase their businesses, to network, to make money, and it will give shoppers a chance to shop until you are ready to drop, all while networking at the same time. Now, if you are a customer, you do not have to pay any entrance fee. You just come in, shop, take part of the holiday spirit, come out and meet wonderful vendors who have wonderful items, food items, clothes items. There will be jewelry. There will be paintings. So many vendors there. Every kind of item you can think of will be there. There will be authors there. Many, so don't forget, mark your calendars, come and shop. You're not going to be there all day, but you still have time to make it to your other favorite stores. Again, Friday, November 25th, come out to the first Vendors Expo in Newark, New Jersey at the Marriott Hotel, the Marriott Courtyard Hotel, which is located in Newark, New Jersey on Routes 1 and 9 South. That's the Marriott Courtyard on Routes 1 and 9 South in Newark, New Jersey. Again, if you have questions, call Angela Vett, 973-573-2494, or Lil Lisa at 908-432-1853. We'll see you there.
Hey, we're back, we're back, we're back. Thank you so much for staying with us for these awesome commercials. Now, if you've noticed that, we are doing a lot of events with the Courtyard Marriott. That's because we've now partnered with them, and we are so excited, and they are helping us with some events. And we have so many others coming, so please stay tuned. Back to this passive-aggressive person at work and how to deal with them. And I hope you're taking lots of good notes. If you try to see the argument from their point of view, that will help you debate with them for more success, okay? So see if in their behavior you can point out any inconsistencies in their argument. And then, you know, try to see if you can see their point of view. And that can help you be more successful with them. And finally, ask the person, how would you solve or improve this situation? Since they are so accustomed to avoiding responsibilities and making decisions, more than likely they won't be able to give you any advice, but at least you're changing their perception. You're getting them to think differently, because typically they're used to people responding to them with an argument, or they're used to people getting frustrated and walking away, or they're just used to people just trying to avoid them. And remember, the problem with that is that if you are a manager or a leader, it is your job to make impact on people's personalities and behaviors. That's your job. It's part of your role as a manager or a leader or a pastor, or even if somebody in the church puts you over a ministry, your job is not just to do the technical work. When God chose you to be a leader, He also gave you the ability and the responsibility to affect the people that you are leading, that you are working with. People who are working under you, working for you, associated with you. With pastors, He said, I give you pastors after my own heart. And Jesus certainly had the heart to build people up. He had a mind and a heart to change people. That's what He does. He said, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. So just adopt those types of attitudes. Just adopt that attitude that I'm here to change people. I'm not just here to get the job done. Well, in a way, yes, you are there to get the job done. Yes, you are. I'm sorry. Let me not say that, because I don't want people to think as a manager you're not there to get the job done. As a leader, you're not there to get the job. You're absolutely there to get the job done. But that's how you get the job done, is through people. Can you say O-P? Other people, O-T-H-E-R-P-E-O-P-L-E, that's how we get the job done today, is through other people. Well, we've always gotten the job done through other people. Nobody can do anything alone. You know, even Jesus, the God himself, went and got 12 disciples. He could have easily, he paid it all by himself, absolutely. But what did he do? He went and got others to help him spread the word. Now, come on, think about it. Do you think Jesus really needed others to help him spread the word? No. But he did it because that's what you do. You get other people involved. And, you know, I'm going to say it the way my pastor, the Dr. Reverend Lloyd Preston Terrell, once told me when working in a group. He says, Lalisa, involve everyone. People want to feel involved. I know there are people who go to church and sit on the back of the pew and you think they don't want to be involved. Sometimes those people, they need to be involved, but sometimes they want to be involved. They just don't know how to get involved. And I believe it's like that with the passive-aggressive people. Some of them want to change, but no one bothers to help them because everyone tries to ignore them, to avoid them. Maybe they don't want to change, but they ought to. And in this economy, they have to. they're going to find themselves hungry and homeless and on welfare because nobody's going to want to deal with them. So it's critical. We're teaching this in all of our coaching classes now. In the coaching, all the coaching sessions that I'm doing, I'm going to be teaching on dealing with difficult people. The passive-aggressive person. This is a part of my forte now to teach on difficult people, the bully in the workplace, even in the relationships, in the marriage. What, how do you deal with a difficult mate? As a matter of fact, I'm doing a workshop possibly in Florida sometime next year. It's a marriage conference. And I'm going to talk about how to handle your difficult mate in your marriage. And I know I'm not the only woman. I know. And I know some of you men got difficult mates. I know it because I was a difficult mate for my husband for the first 10 years of our marriage. I'm probably still a little difficult, you know, but he'll never admit it because he loves me. He thinks I'm the greatest, but he knows I'm difficult. I know he's difficult. He's not as difficult as he was. You know, when we first started out, we were ultra difficult. But I know I'm not the only one, so I'm doing the workshop, not to glorify the way we treated each other, because God forbid it, that was horrible. But I'm doing it to set others free. I'm doing it to help others. I'm doing it to save a marriage, because I know some people, they're not putting up with that. They're out. You start being all passive-aggressive, they're about to leave you. You know, and some of you who are married and you have these passive-aggressive husbands and wives, you need to contact them. Tell them to tune into the show. Listen to the archive. But I'm going to be doing something for married couples on this passive-aggressive. But we're doing this in all of our coaching training, all of our workplace training, all of our training, our brand-new training that's coming out that I'm so excited about, the empowerment and career training. I'm so excited about that. Classes are starting in January. Please sign up. These are free. It's an 8-week course. It's free. The course, we only meet 2 days a week. We have day classes, night classes, and online classes. Day, night, and online. Hello, you can be anywhere. You can take these courses on personal development, courses on career exploration, education exploration, deciding what careers you ought to go into, what education you should get for a particular career. What careers do you want to study more about? Do you want to know more about? What do you want to do? Nowadays, you have to do this, y'all. Careers are not lasting 20 years and 30 and 40 years like they did for your grandmother and your grandfather and your great-grandmother or grandfather or your mother and father, depending on your age. Today, careers aren't lasting that long. So you have to know how to explore the career options so that you don't find yourself unemployed. You have to be able to stay. I mean, there's nothing wrong with being unemployed. Don't get me wrong. Sometimes you need that break. But if you don't have money saved up, you're not going to be happy for the break. So we're doing this in our coaching sessions, and that's one of our newest coaching sessions, our newest training, I should say. Now, it's only for, right now, it's for a set group of people. You will have to be either unemployed, underemployed, unskilled, or on TANF or GA. And so for those of you who don't know what that means, that's you're on public assistance. You're on public assistance. Then that's what we're talking about, TANF and GA clients. That's who this training is for specifically. We want to help people. We want to help them find their bootstraps and then so they can pull themselves up out of poverty and out of economic deprivation. And if they cannot pull themselves up by their bootstraps, let's just say, like my sister said, well, there's a lot of people, they don't have any bootstraps. They don't even have the boots. Okay. Well, Coach Lalisa, I'm a bootstrap teacher, trainer. I'll teach you how to make bootstraps. I'll teach you how to make boots. I'll teach you how to put them on, how to wear them, and how to wear them with style. So that's what we're doing, the training. Myself and Minister Patricia Martin is also one of the trainers as well. She's an excellent teacher, instructor, and I'm just so happy that we met and that she's on board and that she's going to be working with us. And we have other, you know, people who are also going to be teaching and working with us. Miss Angela Vett, Anjanette Washington. She's also another good instructor, and she teaches a lot on health. And so we're going to have workshops and support groups for people who want to get healthy as part of the program, as a part of the 8-week program. So with that being said, is there any comments or questions? We only have about 15 minutes left to the show, and I thank each and every one of you for, you know, staying tuned with us this extra time today. But I elongated the time because I knew we had a lot to get out about this passive-aggressive person and then the other, you know, things that we also want to talk about. If you have a comment or question, you know, you can always type it in the chat room. Oh, and I want to say good morning, good morning, good morning to each and every one of you, to my good friend Denise in Cleveland. Oh, my goodness, so many things are happening up there. You know, she did her Beyond Abuse project, and then she was allowed space inside one of the hospitals in Cleveland to run her women's, or her support group for people who have been abused or who are in abuse situations, violent people who have acts of violence against them, which she's doing big things. And then we have, you know, on Facebook, there's a Lady Diana Flagg. She has several events coming up. I think there's stuff coming up this weekend even. Oh, and don't forget, for those of you who, you know where I live, you have my address. If you're looking for some quick cash and you have unwanted gold, please email me or call me. You can inbox me on Facebook and let me know that you would like to bring your unwanted gold. Freedom Gold Myers is going to be here at my home tonight at 6 p.m. You may walk away with $20, $40, or $60. It'll be more than what you had, and it may just be what you need to pay that cable bill, that gas and electric bill, keep that cell phone turned on, get some more gas for your car to get back and forth to work all next week, you know. So see what gold you got, what you don't want. Even if you don't think it's gold, bring it anyway. We're going to have fun. We're going to have a little situation here tonight. I also invited people. I said, hey, if you have a business, come. Let's network. Let's network while you're here. Bring some gold and network. Bring some gold and then tell us about your business, what you're doing. My other friend who is now with the Harlem Gospel Choir or something, Franchone, she's going to be here also. She's going to, you know, share about her. She's not doing a presentation, but she will be here, and you'll be able to find out what products she has. Wonderful, wonderful young lady. And there's a couple of other people that have contacted me and said they were coming. So please, you're more than welcome to come. The more the merrier. I'm glad it's nice out. So come on by, stop on by. If you're in the area, I can't give out my address, just blanket over the World Wide Web, but if you inbox me and if I can figure out that you're not a murderer or somebody crazy, I will absolutely invite you to my home. And make sure you're not passive-aggressive, though. Okay, there you go. So, yes, we're going to have a good time. Come out, come out. If you have children, feel free to bring them because I will be helping to watch the little kitties. And what else? And then Saturday, I almost forgot. Please, please come to Jersey City, New Jersey, Route 440, 8 o'clock in the morning for some flapjacks, scrambled eggs, and sausage at Applebee's. Yes, that is the second Applebee's Flapjack fundraiser that I'm doing. We did one here in Union, myself and Minister Patricia, which we will be doing another one there in December, December 17th. So please, please, please mark your calendar. And the week before that, on the 10th, my good friend Cynthia Robinson is also doing one for her women's organization at the one on Marsh Avenue right here in Union off of Route 22 by the Toys R Us. She will be doing one there on Saturday morning, the 10th. And they're all from 8 to 10 a.m. Tickets are $10. You are welcome to pay at the door. Bring as many people as you like, and they can all pay at the door. And come and support. These are fundraisers where we're raising funds. The Jersey City, we're raising funds for the women in the Jump Start program, and that is a welfare-to-work program. So we're raising funds to help these women get on their feet, get the things that they need to be productive and self-sufficient. Now, for the ones that we're doing over here in Union, is for similar, is for us to raise money to support our women in transition training program. And because we don't get any federal funds at the moment, so we are doing the fundraiser to support that organization. So whenever you see us with the Flapjack fundraiser, just know where that money is going. So we're excited. We're just excited about everything. And, you know, all of this started with personal development, and that's why I'm so much into personal development. I mean, really, it's my thing, as you would say, as the young kids would say, it's my thing, you know. I remember that song when I was growing up. It's your thing, do what you want to do. I can't tell you. Okay, now, I know Minister Patricia tells me, Lalisa, do not quit your day job. But you remember that song, right? Yeah, it's your thing. Do your thing. You better do your thing. Listen, if you don't do your thing, who gonna do it? If you don't do it, who gonna do it? Nobody. And if you don't do it now, when you gonna do it? Okay? Don't be afraid. I know what's stopping you. It was the same thing that stopped me for years. Just fear, that's all. And you know what fear is, right? False evidence appearing real. That's all. That's the only thing stopping you from doing what you want to do is fear. Fear that it's not going to work. Fear that nobody will come. Fear that it's not what God really wants me to do. Fear that God's not going to be pleased, you know. Trust me, God is so big that if you're doing it by faith, you're pleasing him right there because he said it. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. So are you doing it in faith? A number one. And that's what we're doing now. We're just launching out on faith. With the Women in Transition program, that is a 100% faith move. We don't have a dime. We don't have a dime. We didn't put it together. I designed the flyer, put it out there. People will be coming. As a matter of fact, you can sign up Tuesday night at the Marriott Courtyard. Sign up. You can sign up on my – I'm going to put a form on my Facebook page. You can sign up there. Before the night is out, I will have a form on my website, on both websites, Lalisa J. Williams and Performance Strategies Unlimited. There will be a form for you to fill out. You can contact me. I will fax you a registration form. You can register for the program. We have the paperwork ready for you to come and fill out to get into the program. And we'll see. We'll see. I'm looking for serious-minded people. I don't care how broke you are. I don't care how few your skill. I don't care if you can't read or write. Listen, all I care about is that you want to make a change. That's it. That's the main prerequisite, is that you're sick and tired of being sick and tired. And I want that's who I want in my program. You know, I don't want people that are made to come. When I say TANF or GA, I'm talking about TANF and GA clients that want to be there. I'm not talking about people that are forced to come because I already know what that's like. I've dealt with that enough, okay? I'm going to have a lot of the women coming from the Kentuck group, from Logan Hall and all the other places where women are, Integrity House, all these places I've already been networking with. I'm going to have those women come. And we're going to help transition them into their new life. And I'm excited. I mean, it's like having a baby. It's like having that baby, you know. I never had a natural child, natural, but myself, or they can get in touch with Minister Pat. And as a matter of fact, we have a meeting today at 10 to discuss many more of the details. And so I want you to listen to a little bit. I'm going to play this commercial one more time because I want you to get.
Does your life need a makeover? Well, don't miss the very first makeover party happening Tuesday, November the 15th at the Marriott Courtyard located on Route 1 and 9 South in Newark, New Jersey. That's 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. The admission is absolutely free. Talk about party. Come on, lady. I know you like to party. I know you like to have fun. Well, how about this? You can have fun while getting your personal development style on all at the same time. So don't forget to come out on Tuesday, November the 15th, 7 p.m., to the Marriott Courtyard on Route 1 and 9 South. The Marriott Courtyard is the official sponsor for this event. So please come out. We will be there.
Right, please, please, please come out. We will be there Tuesday, this coming Tuesday. And so I tell you, this thing is really going to be jumping off really, really good. And we're having, we're going to have the time of our lives at the Life Makeover Party. Wow, so let's run this thing down again. We've dealt with passive-aggressive people. We've dealt with how to deal with difficult people. Next week we're going to talk about we're going to do a whole week on financing your small business, but not next week, the week after. I have to line up. We have some bankers who are willing to come and to share with you things that you can do to prepare and get yourself ready. Next week, don't forget Tuesday, we have Terry Benjamin coming. And then for the rest of the week, we have already dealt with passive-aggressive people, how to deal with difficult people. Next week, we're going to deal with how to develop yourself fully and to your fullest potential. All next week, developing to your fullest potential, how to really, really, really get the life of your dream. How do you really do that? I mean, you know, people say, okay, I think I can do it, I think I can. Well, we want you to know you can do it, and we're going to show you how to do it, how to stop procrastinating on getting what you want, how to stop putting off tomorrow what you can do today, ending the procrastination spirit, or, you know, ending that thing. No more procrastination. Time to get up, move forward. Oh, and by the way, any of you, now, I said tomorrow morning, right, at 8 o'clock in the morning, we're going to be right here in Jersey City, okay? We're going to be in Jersey City at the breakfast at the Applebee's on 440, and then from 10 to 2 o'clock, if you would like to go with me to a live coaching session where you can learn about becoming a life coach, please email me or inbox me or cell phone me so that I can tell you about that. That's going to be Saturday, 10 to 2 in West Orange. You can be my guest, and it won't cost you a thing to attend. So please, we're going to a live Compass event with our Vice President, Miss British Heal. Miss British Heal. So we just have a few seconds left to the show. Have a great and powerful weekend. I hope I see you over the weekend. Some places, too many places for us to connect. If not, just know that you are phenomenal, and you're going to have phenomenal success.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach Lalisa Show. Well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coastal Lisa Show could be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach Lil Lisa J. Williams.